Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How do you feel as an American? Do you feel like your views are typical views? You know, life, love, happiness, whatever. Use a range of emotions, use scenarios. Ask yourself, do you find yourself thinking somewhat normal? Now, when you say that, I get it. For example, there are people that go normal. For me, is I get up on the weekends, I go party, I'm out till 4 in the morning or whatever. That is normal. But I'm saying, in the normal scheme of things, you go to work, you pay your bills, you raise your kids, you know, you take them to sports, you grocery shop, you actually pay for stuff. You look for things to do that please you. In other words, what's your normal day and what's your activity that gives you all kinds of pleasure? There are people that love to ski off mountains and get dropped by helicopters, and there are people that want to jump off of mountains and hang glide. That may not be normal, but I'm saying in the scheme of things, just your day-to-day and then the things that you do for pleasure. Do you feel like you're normal? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. 8255. I feel very normal. I don't have any. I mean, I like playing piano, for example. I like watching my kid play sports. I like hanging out with my friends and family. I like going out to dinner, and you know, especially with friends I haven't seen in a while. I like traveling. I don't think there's anything normal. And here's the other thing. I like leaving people alone. I like knowing that I've got a place to go, a place over my head. I like the work that I do. I don't get, you know, all the satisfaction from it necessarily, but I enjoy my job, what I do for a living, speaking and, you know, talking to people about politics, pop culture, and life in general. Sometimes I feel like I'm part psychologist. I enjoy it. And I've carved out the life that I want, and it doesn't infringe on anybody. Somebody wants to do drugs. They want to have 14 different sexual partners all living together. I don't care. You know, I may not agree with it, but you are who you are, and I am who I am. And pretty much I'll leave you alone. But I don't know that the left agrees with us. I think that they, as human beings, they want the same thing. But then they have this one thing that they do that's irritating. They think they're better than us. They believe that that there's good and bad, and it's not based on any of your activities. See, it would be different if it was something you were doing. If we had high criminality, for example, in the conservative movement, if we had high child abandonment, if we, you know, just we were bad guys, however you define bad, but we're not. We're not bad people. They want to make us bad people. Oh, you want to close the border? I do. I do. I want the border closed to illegals, and I want it open to legals. See, I don't think that makes me bad. I want to protect babies in the womb because I was that. That's the way I started. I'm glad somebody protected me. You know, I don't want criminals out on the street. I don't want a level of criminality being promoted like it's being done right now with these flash mobs. And I don't know if you guys saw. A couple stores, they just went in and raided again. How do you think a small business owner can handle being robbed? I don't even know. There's two stories that passed our desk. You guys got those ready for me? Well, thanks for having them right in front of me so I could reference it. Anyway, I saw something pass my desk that is going to be that these guys went out and did these flash mobs. But look at the criminality that happens in this country and tell me, are we the ones promoting it or are other people promoting it? Look at the gang warfare that happens in every city. And I'll ask you, who's in control? Are we promoting it as conservatives or are they promoting it? You get what I'm saying? But what's interesting is that these are the people that want to push their ideas on us. They've got a president who's runs a crooked family business, and they're circling the wagons about him. And meanwhile, they've got 91 indictments against Donald Trump, and he's done nothing. And by the way, it's helping Trump. I'll play a clip, fairly recent, a couple days old, but it says all this is backfiring. But what I want to talk about now is the rhino element of the Republican Party. Donald Trump warned about it.
We achieved more than any administration in the history of our country. We fought long and hard to rescue the Republican Party from the likes of Mitt Romney, Karl Rove, this Paul Ryan guy who's the worst. And there's no chance. Remember Paul Ryan, wheelchair off the cliff. Remember this guy? He is bad news, and he works at Fox now. He's on the board of Fox. You think that's good? No wonder Fox has changed. There's no chance we're going to let them claw their way back into power. And
look, folks, I've said many times, you can't toss the rhino element. It is a faction of the Republican Party. I would no more throw them away as I would throw away any other human being. But what I will tell you is they are dangerous, and they can be rehabilitated, I guess is the best way to put it. And there are many of them that were out there. Lindsey Graham, I'm no fan. He has that rhino element. But here's what I'll tell you. Donald Trump has done more to, I guess, cure, if you will, certain rhinos than any other person in modern history. And what's funny, when we come back in the segment, I'm going to talk more about Paul Ryan, because Paul Ryan has lost it. He's lost it. It really saddens me that when I look back at the Paul Ryans, the Mitt Romneys, the Boehners, and these guys, and I think to myself, this became Reagan's Republican Party. It's shameful. It's absolutely shameful. Now, there's an element of it that you need, because these people understand the political system. You need them around you, but they can never have full power. Remember when Paul Ryan, they were so, I guess to some degree, begging him to become speaker, and he was very coy. Well, if they make these concessions, I'll become speaker. And he became Speaker of the House. Horrible Speaker of the House. Now, let me tell you what Paul Ryan's problem is. Paul Ryan is married to an absolute dyed-in-the-wool leftist. Now, I'm not going to speak to people's mates. You marry people for whatever reasons you want. But here's what I will tell you. There are very few alpha males that are conservatives who will marry a leftist woman. There may be an exception here or there, but there are very few. And frankly, I think that's, we're talking unicorn, Sasquatch, Yeti type stuff. Because a real man is not going to, he's going to say, have no attraction to that type of person. No real man wants to be around that. And thus, that's why Paul Ryan is around it. When we come back, I want to let you hear what this man had to say about you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card, and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm so sick of not being represented by true Republicans. And Paul Ryan made a statement, I don't know, it was recently, and he spoke about Trump and essentially Trump followers. When they talk about Donald Trump, don't just take it as Trump. They're talking about Trump followers. But he made such a stupid statement that I want to play the clip. But before we do that, I want to get into what they talked about with Trump's popularity. This was on CNN. Anderson Cooper's talking to one of the CNN pollsters. He's an analyst as well. And Trump is actually getting stronger. Here's that CNN clip.
So how has the former president's polling changed with these court cases?
You know, if you go back 10 months ago, this was an actual campaign for the presidency on the Republican side, right? Yeah, Donald Trump was ahead. But Ron DeSantis was at least within 20 points. He was within striking distance. I could show you historical examples of the second place person coming back to win with DeSantis's polling 10 months ago. You look now, it's just not anywhere close. Donald Trump now has a clear majority of the vote, north of 60%. He's up over 50 points over Ron DeSantis. That is the largest lead ever for a non-incumbent at this point in the primary. And if you look at the polling more generally speaking, Republicans actually say that these indictments have made them more likely to vote for the president instead of less likely. And that is something that is backed up by the polling data that shows Trump's lead is expanding ever wider nationally.
As we talked about with George, he's been fundraising off this too.
He's absolutely been fundraising off of it. It's not just the polls where his numbers have gone up. What are his two best fundraising campaign days so far? One of them wasn't when he appeared in New York, in the court in New York. The other one was the day that his mugshot was taken. He raised millions of dollars each of those days. And more than that, his fundraising quarters, in the second quarter and the third quarter of last year, he was raising $35 million, $45 million in that third quarter. In the first quarter, he raised less than $20 million. In fact, there were some real questions as to whether or not Ron DeSantis could be the fundraising juggernaut and outraise Donald Trump. At this particular point, though, what these indictments have done and what appearing in court has done more than anything else has choked off the oxygen from those other candidates and have supercharged, put the Trump campaign on steroids. And he has so much money right now, he's blanketing the airwaves. And more than that, he's able to pay his legal bills as well.
What about the primary or beyond the primary?
Yeah, you know, so we've been talking about the primary, right? But let's talk about beyond the primary. Among Republicans, this perhaps, I think, is one of the more interesting poll questions that I sort of found, right? It's not just that Republicans believe, say, it's more likely that I'm going to vote for him in the primary. They actually believe it makes him more electable in the general election as well. They say he's more likely to beat Joe Biden because of these charges, not less likely. And here's the thing, Anderson. I'm not sure they're... Because if you look pre-indictment, the general election polls, Joe Biden had about a 2-point lead nationally among registered voters. Today, Donald Trump has a 2-point lead. Mm. So it's not just that Trump has seen his polling numbers gone up in the primary. They've gone up in the general election as well. Voters claim to say that they care about these charges, at least among the general electorate. But overall in the polls, it's just not showing.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you. Listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Now, can we believe the media? Is this hype? Typically, I would tell you, why would we listen to CNN or MSNBC? They're now starting to report what we want to hear. And you could argue, well, Kevin, if you don't like the media, maybe they're leading you down the primrose path. Maybe this is what they're doing. They're trying to make you believe that Trump is more electable, but really DeSantis and Nikki Haley are better. And if it went against your judgment, I would tell you, well, it could be right. Because you can't trust the media. What I'm telling you is the media is forced to tell you what you already know intrinsically. You know this. That guy didn't, I mean, he may have given you some numbers, but he didn't give you anything you didn't already know. Trump has been dominating. Well, let's back up. He says 10 months ago, it was a campaign. Trump was ahead. He was up by 20 points. But he said, I've seen situations where people have won with those kind of numbers, come back and won from second place. Joe Biden's won. Joe Biden didn't do well in Iowa and New Hampshire. They tipped the scales for him in South Carolina. They then made the big cheat. Next thing you know, he's winning. And I don't keep up with that kind of stuff, but I believe him. I believe that many people have come from behind in Iowa and New Hampshire and won. In fact, I know it because I know Ted Cruz was one of the guys who was up. I know Rand Paul was up at one point. These guys, they all faded. Once you got to the states where, you know, the pervasive attitude of the country was more in play than it is in Iowa and New Hampshire, then suddenly game on. But anyway, he says DeSantis was within striking distance. Now Trump has a clear majority. What's he telling you? Donald Trump is at 60% or more. We're not talking about a plurality, 45-48%, where you could go, well, 52% of the people don't like him. 60% is dominant. And this is when the media is trying to tell you, Nikki Haley's in the mix, Nikki Haley. So DeSantis is failing. Did this guy even mention Nikki Haley? No, because she's not even in the mix. I said the other day, Nikki Haley held an event in Iowa. Zero people showed up. She canceled it. They're going to give you the go, oh, Nikki Haley. And by the way, when you do see her, there's a handful of people in there. Go to a Trump rally. Go anywhere. Let Donald Trump show up anywhere in this country, folks, and he will pull an audience. And people will be calling, Donald Trump's here, Donald Trump's here. I played a clip of they want him in the Bronx, for goodness sakes. These are places where he's not supposed to be popular. He's supposed to be hated. Black people hate him. Puerto Ricans hate him. Asians hate him. Oh, everybody hates him. Gays hate him. Well, if he's so hated, why is he so loved? So when you go back and this guy from CNN, he's like, look, I'm looking at this statistical anomaly. And I don't know whether he's sounding the alarm bell, but he's saying, look, this is where we stand. You cannot like it, but this is where it is. Now, I ask you, because this is setting up like 2020, how, you know, can Trump win? Are they going to be able to cheat him out of it? I was asked this on a radio show, and I said, let me just say this. If Donald Trump and Joe Biden are the candidates, and Joe Biden were to win again, you'd have a mutiny in this country. Even the elites know it. And that's why you have this game that's being played. I'm going to get back to Paul Ryan. My producers are going, we're running out of time. I got plenty of time. I'm going to talk about Paul Ryan, but I want you to understand the level of disdain that Paul Ryan has for you, for Donald Trump, for this change in the Republican Party, which has been needed. It's shocking to me. You get CNN that gives you these kind of numbers for Donald Trump, and the Rhino part of the Republican Party doesn't want to jump on board. They don't want to jump on board of a guy that is bringing blacks, he's bringing Latinos, he's bringing young people, he's bringing college-educated women, he's bringing every statistical group into the party, the big tent, as we like to talk about, and these people still don't want to jump on board. Why?
Oh, he's just, I don't like his attitude. Donald Trump is not a good guy, whatever.
And what's funny is, and I'm going to, again, we're going to play this Paul Ryan clip. We're going to do it in the next segment. But when you hear what this man has to say, it's going to leave you scratching your head. These people think they are the purveyors of all that is good in America.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley face off in the final Republican debate before the Iowa caucuses Wednesday night. The debate was hosted by CNN. At the same time, frontrunner Donald Trump held his own town hall event hosted by Fox News not far away in Des Moines. During the televised debate, DeSantis and Haley sparred over a range of topics. Each of the candidates was also asked about what they consider an insurrection to be.
At the end of the day, I will always defend and fight for the Constitution. That's what we should do as Americans. I think what happened on January 6th was a terrible day, and I think President Trump will have to answer for it.
Haley said it's wrong. Former President Trump cannot concede that he lost the election to President Biden in 2020. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
38% of companies say they're going to lay off this year. 38% of companies forecast layoffs. We'll talk more on that in a bit. But I'll ask you this. Do you think we ever saw those kind of numbers during the Trump era? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We are talking about Paul Ryan-level stupidity. Rhino-level stupidity. It's funny that his name is Paul Ryan because he's a rhino. And while I like having these people around so we know what not to do, and occasionally they do get it right, but for the most part, they're useless. We'll get into that here in a bit. Well, I played a clip earlier of a pollster from CNN. He said this: every time they indict Trump, he has his best campaign days, his campaign fundraising days, right after that. The two best days came after his court date for his indictment and his mugshot. Fundraising quarters improve each time Trump gets indicted. I'm not talking about a little bit. If it's a non-indicted quarter, he raises $20 million. If he gets indicted, he doubles it, $40 million. He's flush with cash. So much so, they say he's choking the oxygen out of other candidates. They ask about, what about post-primary? We know he's dominating the primary. What about for the general election? And he says, the guy said, Trump's indictments have actually made him more electable. Why is that? Why do you think people are going, the more you do to him, the more you make me want to vote for him? Do you think that maybe we're starting to feel just a little bit oppressed? Because I do. I believe that we feel oppressed. Speaking of oppression, Chris Christie explained when he made the flip from liking Donald Trump to not liking Donald Trump. And it was actually pretty surprising.
Anything for love, I'd run right into hell and back. I would do anything for love. I'll never lie to you, and that's a fact.
How did Chris Christie go from saying this about Donald Trump?
It is time to come together and make sure that Donald Trump is the next president of the United States.
To this.
I'm the only one saying Donald Trump is a liar. He pits Americans against each other.
Well, one day at the White House, Trump humiliated Chris Christie by forcing him to eat the meatloaf.
This is what it's like to be with Trump. Okay? He says, there's the menu. You guys order whatever you want. And then he says, Chris, you and I are going to have the meatloaf.
Did you have the meatloaf?
I did.
It's emasculating.
Chris Christie has never been the same.
Chris Christie got triggered. Tell him, Meatloaf. Go all the way. Chris, just eat the meatloaf.
You guys are crazy, man. I won't do that. I don't care what Trump says. I ain't eating that meatloaf. It's emasculating. For love, I'll do anything. Oh, man. If I wasn't talking on the radio all the time, I could probably hit some of those notes. But I won't do that. Let's get back and get serious here. So, Donald Trump torching the competition. They know Joe Biden can't beat him because he didn't beat him in 2020. Do you understand the biggest fear of the Democrats is they played the long game. They set Trump up. They did the coup. They set up January 6th. The wheels are off the wagon with that. I talked about Romney saying, look, it's done. January 6th, we got all the mileage out of that we could possibly get. And then let me tell you, we haven't. We have to make them eat their words on this. We as conservatives. But they tried that. They tried destroying the economy with Wu Flu, which that led into the J6 thing. All this was orchestrated. And now they got to eat some meatloaf. It's better than crow. Oh, man, I love this. Anyway, let me get to what Paul Ryan said. So Paul Ryan is talking smack against we conservatives. That what he says has so much bigger meaning than just the statement itself. And I want to play this clip because I promise you the dissecting of this clip tells you everything you need to know about how these people feel about us. There are. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that there aren't people who are very brilliant in looking at the world in the macrocosm, the big world. It's like when somebody talks to me about population control, I say I don't have any problem discussing population control. We all have a number that would scare us, where scarcity of resources would make it such that we would lose our humanity. I don't know what that number is. Right now we have 8 billion people on the planet. Here's what I can tell you. The planet can definitely withstand 8 billion people. No question. Nobody needs to starve. There's a show on TV where a lady talks about she's taken millions of pounds of food before it goes to the dumpster. It was going to be thrown out, and she's repurposed it, and she feeds the hungry in just one city. So we can do it. If we want to solve problems, we can do it. The question you got to ask yourself is, why aren't we? Why aren't we solving problems? We talk about the problems in Africa all the time. We've solved these problems in non-third world countries. Why can't we solve them in other countries? Oh, well, Kevin, they got them dictators over there. We depose dictators all the time. We could assign people. We could do all kinds of stuff. Why don't we solve problems? Yeah, anyway, let me play this Paul Ryan clip before I have to go another segment. Here's Paul Ryan being the quintessential rhino who thinks he knows more than you do. And what we've learned about all these so-called elitists is they're idiots. These experts, they're all idiots. Again, I'm happy to talk about the big concept. I agree there's probably too many people we could have on this planet before we lose our religion. But I don't think they know what the number is. Here's the clip.
We have populism that has pervaded our party, that has taken over a big chunk, not all, but a big chunk of our party. It's what you think of as the Republican Party now. It's populism untethered to principle, wrapped around the cult of personality of Donald Trump. Mm. This is not a populism that is anchored in some kind of core philosophy other than, you know, his personality. Mm. And so that's a bad place to be right now. It's not a successful governing mandate. If it's what we run on this time around, I think we're going to lose again. So to me, the sooner we can get past this, the better we're going to be. And I'm all for populism. I want to make, you know, my ideas popular, but I want them to be tied to a principle. I want them to solve problems.
Sure.
And not to be wrapped around some guy's personality, which is screwed up as his is. It's not a good personality to wrap yourselves around.
Right.
Oh, boy. Remember that? Was it the Pinocchio commercial? You, look at me, you, oh boy. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I encourage you to go to my website. We're going to have two ways that you can be part of the
Backstage Club. One is through my partner, Spree Lee, that handles all of our web stuff. And then the other is directly with us. And we'll give more details. But that we're populating that. It'll be up soon. And those of you who are already members, you're going to get your thing to go get free merch, et cetera, et cetera. So we're looking forward to this, boy. I tell you, I'm excited. And I'm not excited because we're just kicking the year in right now because, you know, it's still the continuation of last year. But I'm still optimistic, and I'm optimistic in spite of having a horrible year last year and knowing that Joe Biden can't fix it. But neither can these rhinos. See, what Paul Ryan doesn't like is this, quote, populism that he says has pervaded our party. What he's telling you is, I don't like this change that has occurred within the party that I control, that people like me set up for decades, and then we get this ingenue, this guy that's never been in politics. He's just a popular guy who, by the way, is much more successful than any of us, in fact, than all of us combined. But we don't want him setting the standard, because who is he? He didn't pay his dues. He didn't go to the secret societies. He doesn't understand all the inner workings of politics. This is a guy that came along. He leapfrogged all of us, became president, and now he wants us to pay attention to him. He's just an ordinary man who has gotten himself popular. And you know what? Shame on all of you for letting him bring that populism to the party. And what's funny, he says it's become a big part of the party. He goes, it's not the whole party, but it's become a big part. He doesn't even want to recognize that there's a faction of the party that wants to be represented by this so-called populism. He doesn't want that to become something, you know, that the Republican Party hangs its hat on. No, we need to stay the way we were. Let us run it. We know what to do. We've paid our dues. And I'm going to tell you, this is pervasive within the Republican Party. Don't you dare leapfrog me. It's like a chain of command not to be violated. We come back, I want to really go into this and dissect it, because I'm telling you, Paul Ryan is telling you so much in a very short comment.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or...
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
It's not just that Republicans believe, say, it's more likely that I'm going to vote for him in the primary. They actually believe it makes him more electable in the general election as well. They say he's more likely to beat Joe Biden because of these charges, not less likely. And here's the thing, Anderson. I'm not sure they're... Because if you look pre-indictment, the general election polls, Joe Biden had about a 2-point lead nationally among registered voters. Today, Donald Trump has a 2-point lead. So it's not just that Trump has seen his polling numbers gone up in the primary. They've gone up in the general election as well. Voters claim to say that they care about these charges, at least among the general electorate. But overall in the polls, it's just not showing.
In other words, Donald Trump's pretty doggone popular. And it's not a media game. They're not trying to throw us off. Look over here, guys. They're having to finally admit it. But that doesn't mean that the Rhino faction has to like it. Mitt Romney can't stand Donald Trump. Still can't to this day. He's not couth enough for him. He's not high society. I want you to look. I'm not measuring people. I don't care how you measure. I want you to know this. A man who is so much more accomplished in terms of his pedigree and what Donald Trump has accomplished in life in multiple industries, and Mitt Romney has determined that Donald Trump is not worthy. Now, again, I don't measure based on the fact that Mitt Romney's a multimillionaire and Donald Trump is a billionaire, but I mean, in terms of accomplishments, who's done more? Be honest. Mitt Romney's been a governor of a leftist state. He's been a senator of Utah, from Utah, and he's a businessman. Donald Trump has been a successful businessman. And on multiple levels, he's been successful in Hollywood. Against all odds, he runs for president and he wins. He's been political his whole life. But Mitt Romney says, for as far as measuring sticks goes, mine's bigger than yours. This is what we're dealing with. And his protege, Paul Ryan, doesn't like Donald Trump's populism. He doesn't like that Donald Trump can relate to the average Joe. Because that's what he does. Donald Trump doesn't go into talk to black people and placate black folks. Donald Trump is Donald Trump in front of black people, gay people, you name it. He doesn't put on. He goes off script. He doesn't care what you think. And you know what it does? It makes him resonate. That's what that guy at CNN is telling you. Even when this man is against the wall, indictments and all the things that these people have targeted him for, people recognize what's going on, except the elites. The elites of our party call it populism. And I'm going to play this clip again from Paul Ryan, but I want you to remember, here's this the term you should remember, untethered. He says it's populism that is untethered to principle, wrapped around personality. Here's the clip.
We have populism that has pervaded our party, that has taken over a big chunk, not all, but a big chunk of our party. It's what you think of as the Republican Party now. It's populism untethered to principle, wrapped around the cult of personality of Donald Trump. Mm. This is not a populism that is anchored in some kind of core philosophy other than, his personality. Mm. And so that's a bad place to be right now. It's not a successful governing mandate. If it's what we run on this time around, I think we're going to lose again. So to me, the sooner we can get past this, the better we're going to be. And I'm all for populism. I want to make, my ideas popular, but I want them to be tied to a principle. I want them to solve problems.
Sure.
And not to be wrapped around some guy's personality, which is screwed up as his is. It's not a good personality to wrap yourselves around.
Right.
How dare you make Donald Trump popular? Because here's the thing. You don't have any principle. It's untethered to principle, wrapped around personality. And he then goes on to say this. He says, the sooner we get past this, the better. But then he says something that's really interesting. I'm all for populism. I'm all for it. As long as it's, tethered to principle? And what does he say? That it accomplishes something, that it's going to get something done. It's going to have success. I'd love for Paul Ryan to tell me what he did that was successful. He and the Rhino part of the party. What have they done that's successful? Where have they pushed back against leftism where it's worked? These people have lost ground since this guy was a pup entering Congress. All they've done is lost ground in conservatism. In every facet of conservatism. And I've talked about this for decades. I talked about what are the pillars of conservatism? Religion, capitalism, education, family values. Keep going. Whatever were our pillars, what's happened to them? Who owns education now? Leftists? What is the outcome of the education system since leftism took over? Kids smarter? No, they're so stupid. Now they train kids to don't worry about your degree. Don't worry about science and math and things that are going to matter in your life, accounting and business, et cetera. Just worry about social justice. Yeah, because social justice is going to put food on the table. That's a job you can have anywhere. Go all around the world and you can have social justice as a job. But don't go around the world expecting to have a job in maths or sciences or running a business, etc. That's all crazy talk. And by the way, if you do aspire to better, well, aren't you racist? Use any of the principles that get people ahead all over the world. Show up, as we used to call it, the UPS program. Get up, show up, follow up. You do any of that, you're a racist. But that's what works all over the world. But why would we teach that to our people here? Especially when we have so much victimization that's happening in this country. I mean, people are oppressed. So, you know, the left is just trying to help. So, Paul Ryan, the sooner we get past this, the better. Because he's all for populism, as long as it's the populism that they tell you that you're supposed to be popular about. Like Obamacare. Yeah, that's one that one of those rhinos, John McCain, decided he'd vote for. Why? Because of populism. And it certainly saved everybody, hasn't it? Just like it did all over the world. I saw a meme that said Canada used to be 9.3 waiting days before you get a procedure. Now it's almost a month. It's 27 days before they'll even see you. But it's working, right? As long as you don't need it. What did they solve? Did Paul Ryan solve the border crisis? No. But you know who almost did? Donald Trump. Did Paul Ryan solve peace in the Middle East? What did they do? The populism of Republicans. Did they get Israel and Saudi Arabia talking? Did the Republican populace, did it get North and South Korea speaking? Did the Republican populace get the EPA off the backs of corporations and OSHA off the backs so they could actually go out and make money? Did Republican populism bring back manufacturing to America? Because last time I checked, on their watch, it all disappeared. So much so that Barack Obama said it ain't even coming back. And Trump brought it back. I mean, the populism that the Republicans talk about, did it lessen our independence on foreign oil? Or did Donald Trump do that? These people want you to believe they have all the answers. They're the experts. And as I say, you want to bring up your crazy idea?
Kevin, I think that we have racist institutions.
Okay, fine. Let's talk about them. Let's talk about the inherent racism in America. Where does it start? Well, it's in academia. It's in Hollywood. It's in the criminal justice system in major cities. Well, who's in control of each of those? Is it you? Is it we conservatives? Or is it somebody else? Yeah, I do want to talk about populism. You want to know why Donald Trump is popular? Because the man will actually get in there, roll up his sleeves, and start doing stuff. You might not like it. You might not like his style. But you know what? Get it done. I don't know how you feel, but if you bring people over and you say, hey, I'm going to be moving on Saturday. Can you come over? And they bring a guy and he's kind of obnoxious. You know, he's like, from Boston, whatever, that dude. But boy, the minute you say go, he's like, okay, where do you want this, Kev? And he starts picking stuff up and moving in. The whole time he's talking and he's obnoxious. Yeah, I was dating this broad, blah, blah, blah. Talk away. Be obnoxious as you want. Oh boy, can move some furniture. You get what I'm saying? We've all encountered this. Somebody that you go, you wouldn't be my friend, but I tell you what, that sucker works his butt off. We don't hang out in the same social circles, but man, wow, what a dude. We all know somebody like that. And to be honest with you, Trump isn't that bad for us to be describing him that way. It's what the left want to ascribe to him. And I don't buy it. I get tired of people telling me, you know, man, I don't know why you hang out with that dude, you know, whatever. It's none of your business. Maybe you ought to give him a shot. Maybe you should be a little less dogmatic.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.